Welcome to the winter 2017 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treating furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is entitled SolarVac Polaris, the ingenuity behind advanced vacuum furnace controls. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
Thank you for joining us for a discussion on our recent innovations in vacuum furnace controls. Today, Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Companies, will interview two guests from Solar Manufacturing, Dave Rossi, Senior Controls Engineer, and Bruce Slusser, Automation Engineer. Bill has seen the evolution of furnace controls spanning 55 years in this industry, from the full manual controls of decades ago when vacuum furnaces were in their infancy, up to the present day with automation technology never imagined by vacuum furnace pioneers like Bill. Today we will explore the development of our new vacuum furnace control system we call SolarVac Polaris. In the interview, Dave and Bruce will briefly describe the features of this high-performance control system and the advantages that the SolarVac Polaris offers to our customers, like a higher level of functionality, consistent quality and precision cycle after cycle, and the intuitive HMI graphic screens that makes it easy to use for the furnace operators.
Well, thank you, Jim, for that introduction. Today, we're going to talk about our control system, a little bit about where it came from, and some of the basic components. And I have with me today two of our process engineers who have developed our new SolarVac Polaris system, and that is Dave Rossi and Bruce Slusser. They've been employed with Solar Manufacturing for several years, and they are very familiar with all of our electronic controls. A number of years prior, we had the mainstay of our control system was a Honeywell DCP551. And an Allen & Bradley Micrologics Programmable Logic Controller, or PLC. That was the workhorse not only with our solar manufacturing furnace, but also within the industry. It was the primary workhorse. And it performs quite well, and there are still many of them in service, not only here at Solar Atmospheres, our heat treating company, but in many other locations around the country and around the world. However, it has decided limitations. It has it's sometimes difficult for the operators to program, and there can be mistakes made. So several years ago, we embarked on producing our SolarVac computer controller. Currently, we have introduced our SolarVac Polaris system, and this arrangement has several components and it's made up of certain things. And there are reasons for having introduced this. It is a major advancement in the industry. So I'm going to turn to Dave Rossi and I'm going to ask him, in his opinion, what were the major reasons to upgrade our SolarVac and to introduce the SolarVac Polaris controller. So Dave, let me put that question to you.
I've been with Solar Manufacturing roughly about 2.5 years. When I started here, they really brought me on board to help redesign our control system and help create a smarter, more robust control system. The idea was to reduce operator involvement, reduce operator mistakes. We wanted to increase our safety as well as save energy. The idea really was to have our cycle runs be as consistent and as efficient and repeatable from start to finish consistently, while still allowing our operators to have a much smarter hierarchy in their alarming, in their maintenance techniques, and all the other stuff that goes into it, while still pulling them back and having a more robust, kind of smarter system. On top of that, we've been able to really create a nice network app that will allow people at home to keep track of, you know, on this kind of small little dashboard app that will allow full process information. It will allow recipe information, alarming and maintenance issues right from their home. And that was kind of why we did this. On top of that, we've been able to create this really, really nice modular software library that kind of helps us make sure that what we're putting out there is consistently repeatable and the same product each time.
Well, thank you, Dave. That summarizes, I think, the introduction to why we have worked on this and to improve our control system of the whole furnace, the recording of it, and also the accessibility from operators and also management, possibly from home or their desk or wherever that might be. Now, I want to turn to Bruce Schlosser, and I want to ask Bruce, what are the major components of our new Polaris design?
The new architecture took a large leap in technology from both the PLC side and the operator interface, the HMI. We upgraded to the latest version of Compact Logix from Allen Bradley, as well as the HMI is upgraded now to a full high-definition 21-inch screen. With that, we've upgraded the software operating the HMI to the latest and greatest WonderWare. So that is a large jump in both the ability for us to create modular objects, which, you know, Dave had kind of touched on briefly, allows us to be a little bit more robust and have greater control over that technology.
All right, Dave, I want to come back to you. What have been the reactions from our operators and from management, not only here at Solar Atmospheres, but from our customers to our new SolarVac Polaris computer control system?
We've got nothing but extremely positive feedback from both on a customer side and from the Solar Atmospheres operators. The operators are basically spending a lot less time in both their recipe creation, in a lot of their programming, and they also have a significant reduction in physically having to mine their process. We've been able to create a system that gives them a lot more faith in the repeatability of it, while giving them this intuitive alarming that knows that if they happen to walk away, any type of process anomaly will let them know that they either need to come back and take a look. We've also created a few things that will actually have the control system take over and start varying windows for things like set points when it's noticing control thermocouples may be lagging and things like that. So we've built some nice features in that the operators very, very much like. As far as management goes, management has loved it because we've been able to add a lot of value features that we just were never able to add before. From the standpoint of being able to give the customer so much more from both an option end and, you know, from a technology end, you know, we were both limited in our old architecture. And now from our standpoint, I mean, the sky's the limit as far as what we'll be able to offer. We have a pretty robust alarming section just to kind of explain like some of the new features that we've added, even into the recipe side of things. We now have what we deem a much smarter alarming system for a work thermocouple that will basically make sure that well before any thermocouple is either going to fail or is going to be out of range, we are running algorithms to calculate where those thermocouples are going to be in the future, to allow the operator to react accordingly to their process well before it happens.
Bruce, I'd like to turn to you. In October, the decision was made to take a full control cabinet with new Solar Polaris control system in place, and we energized it, turned it on, and made it operational. And both you and Dave had an opportunity to spend 3 days or so on the ASM heat treating show floor in Columbus, Ohio. Bruce, tell me, what was the reaction from the engineers and operators and so forth that looked at our new controls screens and the readouts and all those various things? What was the reaction from our customers?
The show turned out to be a great proving ground for the new software. We were able to demonstrate it over multiple days to a large variety of both maintenance personnel, management, and even some operators that came by and got to interface with the new control system. We had built a virtual furnace, which allowed people to come up and actually physically operate it as if they would on their plant floor. People found it to be extremely easy to both navigate through our simple overview screens, but what they really took to and really liked was the fact of the new advancements that we have in our recipe structure. They found that it was much easier to edit different segments of their recipes, build upon existing recipes, and the manipulation of that was just far more intuitive than what they've been used to in the past. We also had the great opportunity of being able to show them the capabilities of the remote monitoring that we've built in. So with that, they were able to pull up a phone or tablet and bring up an actual operating furnace, which allows management to get a better understanding of what's happening on the plant floor now from anywhere in the world. We got some feedback from a lot of different individuals, and we also were able to take that back home and start working on some additional features that maybe we didn't think of at the time.
Now, Dave, I'm going to turn back to you. What are some of your downstream thoughts? What are you thinking about doing for future additions and improvements to the SolarVac Polaris?
Really, at this point in time, we've been able to create such a nice, repeatable system that our job right now is really spent less on creating these day-to-day jobs now as to creating innovation into the system. And one of the areas that we really want to start looking into is data management and data manipulation for both small scope systems, you know, customers that may only have one furnace, but then customers that may have 10 of our furnaces, and to be able to group those all and have that data in a very concise, reportable format, even for things like which line is typical OEE stuff, where which line is running in a more efficient manner, which one is having more downtime, which products are producing more. So you can get an idea from the standpoint of the data that you've produced, how that is coming back on your efficiency and what you're doing from a business.
I certainly appreciate Dave and Bruce and your time and your very intelligent answers to these questions. We will hear from you again sometime in the future.
This concludes our podcast on the SolarVac Polaris, the ingenuity behind advanced vacuum furnace controls. Please join us again in the near future for our next Vacuum Furnace Minute with Bill Jones. We trust you have found this and all our podcasts helpful.
The Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. The websites of Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing contain technical papers and articles for download related to vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treat processing, which will be very helpful to our listeners. Thank you for listening.